You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey, friends. I hope you are all doing well. This week, I had a moment where I was sitting in my office and it was quiet. Really quiet. No kids, no TV, no electronics. And I felt the invitation to be in that moment. And what I found beneath all the worry and busyness and waves of emotion that have been relentlessly pounding me for the last few weeks was peace. A deep, settled peace. I think there's a reason we have the phrase peace and quiet. They go together. And it was good. It was a grace, a gift for me to be reminded of that. As a spiritual director, I found that a lot of people are afraid of silence. People don't generally come right out and say it. Usually it's shared in sentiments like, I just can't be still. Or if the topic of a silent retreat comes up, an immediate response is often, I can't imagine being quiet for that. Fill in whatever amount of time. More than any other generation, we've lost contact with the peace that comes through quiet. I mean, none of us are walking around thinking, man, I need some noise and anxiety. But we avoid quiet and stillness. Why? Here's my best guess. Great spiritual teachers in our tradition speak of the ability to experience life on two planes. There's an ordinary awareness of life and a deeper spiritual awareness. At the ordinary level, life happens to us and we react to those experiences in an instinctual way, which may or may not serve us. When we connect with that deeper spiritual awareness, we're able to get beneath the events of life and see the flow of the divine working all things together for our highest good and healing. And we then respond to life in a way that better reflects how God is inviting us to show up in any given moment. Now, none of us get to hang out at that level of spiritual awareness all the time, but we can learn to regularly drop into that space. And the insight we gain reforms our ordinary awareness. Contrarily, when we live primarily out of that ordinary awareness of life, we will find ourselves in an overwhelmed state, which creates increasing amounts of unregulated emotional dissonance. And our response is generally then to turn up the noise in our lives in an effort to drown out the emotion. Friends, we don't come into this world needing distractions. We come into this world needing connection. Noise provides distraction. Quiet provides connection. A deeper connection to the divine, a deeper connection to ourselves, and a deeper connection to one another. And isn't that what we're all longing for right now? Deeper peace, deeper connection, and it's found in quiet. So today, I want to guide you in an experience of silent prayer. In the first several minutes, I'll provide moments of guidance to help you more fully inhabit the silence. I'll be your companion in the silence, but around the 5-minute mark, I'm going to join you in being quiet. The music will fade out, and we'll have 2 minutes of stillness before the music comes back and we close our time of prayer. There are 2 things I want to offer as encouragement before we begin. First, when I began practicing silent prayer, I had all this concern about how to fill the silence. Let me assure you, the silence is not empty. God is there. Second, silence and breathing go together. People often wonder if the silence does any good if their minds are racing. Don't worry, it does. However, it is good to embrace the stillness of silence to the degree we are able. The best way I've found to do that, to inhabit silence when I'm feeling distracted, is to focus on my breath. Ancient Hebrews believed the name of God was unutterable, and the closest we could come to saying the name was the sound of our breath. So as you pray today, if a thought feels like it's pulling you out of God's loving presence, come back to your breath. Be fully present in each inhale and exhale. For this prayer, I recommend a grounded or rooted posture. As a reminder, a grounded position is one where you're seated, both feet planted on the floor, hands resting in your lap or on your legs. Or if you're comfortable, you can sit on the floor in a tailor position, also known to the young at heart as crisscross applesauce. A rooted posture is lying on the floor on your back, legs stretched out, and arms resting comfortably at your sides. So go ahead, get comfortable, find the position you would like to pray with today, and we'll begin. And let's go ahead and take a deep breath together. Breathing in and exhale. Let's take another nice breath in and exhale. As you continue to breathe, I want you to just become aware of your body. Starting at your head, scanning down all the way to your toes, checking in. Just how does it feel to be in your body today? I want you to allow gratitude to rise in your heart. Gratitude for yourself. For this day, for the divine presence that is with you now. And as you allow yourself to truly enter this moment, open your heart and your mind and your deepest self to that loving presence of God that is with you now. And ask the Holy Spirit for His aid in entering the stillness and finding peace in the quiet today. So just breathe into that. Breathe into your need to be with the Lord, for Him to be your guide. Ask of the Lord the peace that you need in this day, the peace you need for this time. I want you to place your hands on your stomach and just feel the movement of your breath as you breathe in and out. Breathing in again and out. Each breath that you breathe, connecting with the divine, connecting with God's gracious presence here with you. you continue to breathe, find that stillness that is deep within you by sinking beneath the ordinary awareness of life. Into that deeper spiritual reality that God is working all things together for your highest good and healing. Go ahead and breathe into that. The Lord is your good shepherd. You lack nothing. So as it goes quiet, continue to breathe, knowing the silence is already full of God's good and loving presence. As you're ready, you can begin to offer gratitude to the Lord for the stillness that you found. And if you want to stay in this stillness now, feel free to pause this and stay in this moment. Go ahead and take another deep breath in and exhale. However the quiet felt for you, there's no judgment. God's first word is silence. And sometimes that can be a great comfort. And sometimes it can be a challenge. However the quiet seems to you today, I would encourage you to offer to the Lord gratitude for this moment. share with him now whatever else is in your heart. He is listening. And if the words won't come, silence is enough. So take one more deep inhale and exhale. Friends, silence is enough. It is enough. Sometimes we're afraid of silent prayer. If that was you, I just want to say, way to go. You did it. And let me give you further encouragement, however you feel about silent prayer. This wisdom comes from Father Carl Errico, and he says this: God is a friend of silence. Silence with God, when we can inhabit it, is like silence between two friends who have known each other all their lives. It's a comfortable silence, full of memory and warmth and love. And I hope this week you can continue to just find that space of quiet, whether it's an intentional time of prayer or just choosing to turn off the TV or the Spotify or the podcast or the whatever, and enter the silence. And I hope over time we just grow more and more comfortable with the quiet and the gift, the grace of peace we find there. If you want a great book to read specifically on silent prayer, I recommend Carl Errico's A Taste of Silence. It's one of my favorites as it relates to silence and contemplation. So thanks for being with me today. I love you, and I trust you are loving one another well. I look forward to being with you all again soon.